Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for FMB Friday.
Oh, that's right. Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri was just last weekend, and it was a very different one for our Malay Muslim friends due to COVID-19 and the circuit breaker measures that were put in place.
Yeah, no Geylang Bazaar this year, no house visiting, but the festivities went on in the comforts of everyone's home. I mean, after all, you have at least good food during Hari Raya. And heritage restaurant Rumah Makan Minang over the last decade has been taking in huge orders for Hari Raya.
Yeah, but this year it was a different one for them, as well as the fact that they had to downsize their Hari Raya food packages to cater to only one household.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But despite all these hurdles, the restaurant still managed to deliver their food to the customers on time. So what does COVID-19 mean for these multi-generational restaurants? On the line with us this morning is Hasmi Zin, Managing Director of Rumah Makan Minang. Hasmi, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Yeah, hi.
So, Rumah Makan Minang basically is a multi-generational restaurant that specializes in Indonesian Minang Kabu cuisine. Could you tell us a little bit about Rumah Makan Minang? And, you know, when we talk about this heritage restaurant, what does it mean?
Okay, Rumah Makan Minang is a multi-generation business. It's a family-run business. We've been operating since early 1990s. Currently, our siblings are running it, and it started from my grandma, you know, during the 1990s. Formerly, it was actually Sabah Menanti, but, you know, after my mom met my dad, they got married and they start their own brand, which is called Rumah Makan Minang. So I would say that we are the second generation of Rumah Makan Minang. And if I'm combining with my grandma, we are third generation. That's how the business actually started off.
So, Hasmi, I want to ask, because Elliot raised this earlier. Yeah. Does that mean that you've got some secret grandma's recipes?
Yeah. my during the early 1990s, my grandma actually came from Indonesia, from Padang, Indonesia, the West Sumatra, migrated to Singapore to find a living here, and met my grandpa, and she has skill. She cooked, like, good dish of nasi padang, the rendang, and the ikan bakar and all that. Then my mom was helping her in the kitchen. So say that the recipe was passed down from my grandma. You know, all the authentic Indonesian dishes that she had learned from her mama. But now I would say that Singapore, we have like a different taste. But I mean, if it's purely Indonesian food, I mean, you know, probably they can't take it. So there's a change in flavor. I mean, certain dish, but not all. Probably like 20% of the dishes is like more to Singapore flavor. But the rest are still, we keep the authenticity. Yeah.
Yeah, the older generation have the best recipes. Even Gordon Ramsay says
so.
the best dish, right? The rendang.
Yeah.
Our rendang is served in Shangri-La Hotel. So, you know, that's the dish that actually represents the restaurant.
Yeah.
So that our beef rendang. Yeah.
The signature dish.
Yeah.
But I am curious, when it comes to running a family business, right? Because how do you decide who does what aspect of the business?
It's okay. Running a family business is not easy. I mean, we have like, you know, we see each other every day. My mom, my dad, my siblings and all that. Currently, we are running with our four siblings, which is me as the eldest in the family. Then my brother is in running the kitchen, the operation of the kitchen. Then my sister's doing the administrative work. And my brother's running the outlets. Currently, we have like two outlets and a central kitchen that runs our catering and events and all that. So my mom and dad, I would say that they are our consultant right now, like our advisor. I mean, so many years they have been like sacrificed their time and, to run the business. So it's not that we are taking over, we are just helping and working together as a family. But it's not easy running a family business because, you know, there's emotional involved, there's, you know, emotion involved, and we have like, when we see each other every day, you know, it's different. But because we are family, although when we argue and we have discussion and all that, I mean, because we are siblings and we love each other, we tend to forget, you know, whatever happened yesterday, we move on, you know. That's why our family bond is stronger every day. So, but it's not easy.
How hard is it for you personally? I mean, you're the eldest of the siblings, so do you have to be eldest at home and then eldest at work as well?
Okay, I mean, I used to, you know, when I start up first, I mean, 13, 14 years ago, I followed my parents first. So actually, some of my siblings, actually three of them followed me about 7 years ago, like 4 years ago. and some of them like 8 years ago. So we can't command. We have to discuss everything. We need to discuss properly, and we need to discuss, you know, gently, because we don't want to hurt each other feeling that kind of, because we grew up together, so we know really deep inside, know how, what is his character, what is her character. So, but we manage. I mean, so far it's been years we've been doing this together, and we work together hand in hand without being calculative each other. We just, you know, if you they need help, we support, you know. So it has to be like that in a family business. If not, it's very, very difficult. And our in-laws, I mean, like my wife, their husband, I mean, they are involved, you know, sometimes to help out and all that. So that makes it beautiful, running the food business.
Well, that's good. That's positive. I'm sure that sometimes you break out sister sledges, we are family, just to get everybody geared up from time to time. Yeah. I know that you have two outlets, one on Kandahar Street and the newest one, which is at your Tampines hub. I'm always curious why restaurants decide to choose specific locations. What was the motivation here?
Okay. Our flagship stores is at Kandahar Street. That's where the heritage is. I mean, that is where the original of where my grandma used to run the business. So when I got married, I moved to Tampines. So I really like fond of Tampines area because there's a lot of good food here and it's very convenient. And we discussed, like, as a family, because why it takes me so long to open another branch is because of the manpower. Because in F&B line, it's very hard to get manpower, and also the long hours that, I mean, we are just a family business. It's not, we are not big companies that run big operation. So when I was at Tampines, I was offered from Tampines Hub to set up a store there. We are located at B1. So I was a bit worried because it's at the corner of Tampines Hub there. We are the only restaurant at that corner. But I mean, due to the popularity, and we did the survey with our customer living in the East. You know, what if we set up a store there and all that? And the survey was positive, and they were excited for us to open in the East side. So that, you know, at least, because normally when they come for lunch, it's very hard to wait for a seat. They have to queue up and all that. So having another branch is good for customers. So at least they can, you know, they can choose where to eat and what's a good timing to come and all that. Yeah. So I was a bit worried because Tampines is neighborhood area, see? So it's not like Kandahar, it's a town area. So it's a different thing, but we manage because of the support of our customers, our regulars and all that. We thank them very much for this.
I've been to our Tampines Hub pre-COVID-19. Traffic is quite good. Obviously now, nothing there. How was it like leading up to the circuit breaker measures in terms of the sales? I mean, were you seeing sales numbers drop? What was the thinking in the family? How were you going to save the business?
Actually, it started during Chinese New Year when we had like confirmed order from like houses for the CNY celebration. Sure. COVID happened during the CNY, and I mean, most of the customers actually cancelled the order because they are worried of like social gathering, and we had like cancellation order like daily because of COVID-19 and all that. Then March, it came, government actually took the safe distancing, you know, no dining in and all that. So it was shocking to us because I experienced SARS back then. So SARS, you know, back then, the technology is not there yet, and, you know, it wasn't practice of, you know, no dining in and all that. There was SARS, but we were running the business like normal. People still come and dine in on that. But for COVID-19, it's different. Government took action, and there's a lot of prevention, you know, during operation and all that, which is very good, actually. But it really affects, especially to F&B and retail, the worst. I mean, F&B, I mean, we're still running the business, but retail is even worse. But it affect from February was like 20%, and March came in 40-50%. And Hari Raya Ramadan was good because everybody is like, you know, crazy of buying food. Okay. But now after we start yesterday, it came back to, you know, during the March time, which is back to stage one again. It's very difficult right now to run a business. It's very, very difficult because of the no dining in here.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting that you mentioned SARS because there were obviously lessons to be learned at that time. There's a note here that, you know, you'd gone off for cabin crew training. Is that right? And you had to come back to help support the business.
Yeah, during that point of time, I was running it alone with my mom. And that period of time, SARS just about to end. And business was like falling. But it's because of, I think, everything took in with the loan, with the overheat and the manpower. So it's not only that, it's everything. So I came in, and when business are going through like digital and all that, so like e-commerce, so my mom and dad is quite old school, and, you know, in order for them to move, to upgrade, and, you know, they need young people, I mean, they need, you know, new ideas and all that. So I stepped in during that point of time.
Well, this is the beautiful benefit of being a family business, isn't it? You can all rally around and assist at a time when, you know, you're facing something challenging. So let's bring it to now then, COVID-19. You've outlined how business has been effective, but what have you done? How has the family responded?
Because previously, we are just depending on, like, walking customer, you know, queues long. We have, like, booking from, like, the tourists and all that. So when COVID happened, the border closed, the heritage center closed, the mosque closed. So we were very, very shocked because we never tapped on, like, e-commerce fully. So when COVID happens, we were very shocked, and because it depends on all the online order. And, you know, we didn't tap on with, like, FoodPanda or GrabFood. You know, it's been years that we've been doing everything by ourselves, like our catering. We do our in-house e-commerce. So having all this to happen, like COVID-19, it makes us think. It makes us change. We have to change. If not, you know, we can't survive this year because of COVID-19. So yeah, it changes us a lot in our operation, in our packaging and all that.
Yeah, and we don't know when restaurants are going to reopen. I wanted to find out, you know, what your plans are for the future. But if you do want to order any food from Rumah Makan Minang, just head over to the website minang.sg, minang.sg. Obviously, you're still going to depend a lot on people to order online. What are your plans for the future?
We are talking about Hari Raya. You know, we used to have like orders like 300 for events and CCs and all that. Mm-hmm. But this year, we don't have that. So we did like a family pack of like a vacuum pack system of they can preheat their food to boiling system, or they can take it out of the package and put it at their pan. So it feed up to about 5 to 6 people in a house.
Okay.
So this is something new and we are looking towards for production wise, and we need to send it to lab and to do some testing to make sure that the shelf life will for a year or something like that. We don't know. So going through that to that like vacuum pack system and all that. So, you know, on the other hand, we are still running our operation daily. I mean, people can come to our restaurant to do the packed food until this COVID-19 ends. We assume that I think by August, the dine-in thing and will start to happen. And I'm very happy. One thing that I'm very happy about COVID-19 is that it makes us change.
Yeah.
It makes us to be better, to be stronger. You know, if without this, we will never learn a lot of things. We are at our comfort zone. That's the good thing about COVID-19.
Yeah.
Like we really all pray that everything will end soon.
Yeah, got to be positive. Got to be positive. Hang in there, man.
Correct.
Support them. Go to minang.sg. You can look at the menu and order ahead. Manisha, my vegetarian friend, lots of good vegetables. I'm looking at kangkong goreng belacan, the sayur lodeh,
delicious.
Call me if you're coming down.
We can only come down in August, but yeah, we can order ahead online. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Anden. Thank you.
With Hazmi Zin, Managing Director of Rumah Makan Minang. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.